This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
All right, we are halfway home on a Tuesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3. The Fan, I'm Woodsy. That's Paulie, the executive producer. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. And we're joined right now by Padres CEO, friend of the program, Eric Grubner. Welcome back, Group Dog. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Pretty good.
Doing well.
I think everyone listening can relate with having a new boss.
Oh, yeah.
We have one. What's it going to be like? You know, the uncertainty going forward. And now it's official as Kwanzaa Jones and Jose Il Feliciano approved as new owners of the San Diego Padres yesterday. So you're CEO, but there's still two people now you got to report to. Eric, how's it feel?
Feels great. You know, I've had the opportunity to get to know both Kwanzaa and Jose really over the last 6 months as we've gone through the process with the sale of the team. And you know, they were one of the groups that were in it from the start and obviously stayed in it till the end. So had a lot of opportunities to spend time with them at their home, various places over that period of time, and really just get to know them as people. And as I said, the last time I was on with you guys, which I think was only a week or so ago, I think our fans are just going to fall in love with Kwanzaa and Jose. They're really incredible people, you know, hardworking, smart, really successful, very competitive. They want to win. They want to win a championship. And they plan to own this team for a very long time and really continue to, you know, have a positive impact in the community. I mean, I think it's everything you could want out of an ownership group, and in particular, the individuals leading the ownership group.
Yeah, I agree. I'm looking forward to hearing them speak on Monday, maybe getting a chance to ask them some questions at some point. Obviously, you know, big shoes to fill, certainly, and I'm sure they realize kind of the gravity of what it means to be a San Diego Padres owner. I mean, this is a city that is literally starved, and I know I see people tagging you all the time on social media, Eric, about everything, and I know that they now know kind of the pulse of the city and how hungry people are for that title here.
Yeah, they understand it. They want it. You know, as I mentioned, they're very competitive people, and I think our fans are going to have the opportunity, as you mentioned, formally on Monday to hear from them. We're going to have a press conference at the ballpark where we will introduce Kwanzaa and Jose as the next owners of the San Diego Padres, and I think it'll be a great opportunity for fans to hear directly from them about their passion for winning a championship, what that means to them, why they care about that, how they see both the Padres and sports and baseball in general playing such a critical role in unifying our communities and our fans and San Diegans. And I think it's just going to be outstanding. And And you mentioned big shoes to fill, no doubt about it. You know, I had the privilege of working with Peter for quite some time and getting to know him and then his brother John. And, you know, I can't say enough about the Seidler family, their stewardship of the Padres, really taking our franchise to a level that it had never been at before in our 50-plus year history. And we're not done yet. You know, this next chapter and this continuation of what we're looking to do as an organization is going to be more of the same in terms of competing for a championship, but ultimately accomplishing that goal for our fans.
So, Eric, have they told you, Kwanzaa and Jose Feliciano, what the first steps are? Getting to know the organization? Is it meetings with different departments? How do you expect the next, you know, I would say, few months are going to proceed with new ownership?
Yeah, you know, they're very sophisticated and experienced investors, entrepreneurs, and philanthropists. They've been incredibly successful with the many different ventures that they've been involved in, both Kwanzaa leading their real estate and other investments. They have a family office that's been hugely successful. And then obviously Jose as a co-founder of Clear Lake, and one of the largest and most successful private equity firms. So, you know, I think they're going to bring a very similar approach to the Padres as they brought to those other businesses and business ventures. And, you know, I've noticed they're really good question askers, which I think is a sign of high intelligence and experience, is start by asking questions and understanding, and then from there, making decisions on the best path forward. So I think there'll be a process on the front end where they'll get up to speed even more so on the Padres and do that through asking questions and building relationships. And I expect that that's going to be the first, 60 to 90 days. And we look forward to that.
Nothing like being thrown right into the fire when you buy a new baseball team and then baseball staring down CBA negotiations your very first half year, since you've since you've owned the team. How prepared are they to deal with that as well? I know it's going to be, potentially you're talking about work stoppages, maybe. I mean, all these things are up in the air right now, but that's a kind of a new wrinkle for a new ownership group to have to deal with.
Yeah, they're already, up to speed on the current state of Major League Baseball and the Padres. And, they've studied our five-year plan that it looks quite a ways out beyond just 2027. And so, they've seen it all. They've studied it. And I think they're going to hit the ground running on day one with a full knowledge of where our industry is at and where the Padres are at. And I think it's really exciting, and that's one of the reasons why ultimately they made the decision to buy the team. Is there's a lot of growth and excitement ahead for this franchise and the city when it comes to baseball, and they're the perfect two people to come in and lead that.
Talking to Padres CEO Eric Grubner, and Eric, I am told that you come to us with a pretty special announcement. Would you care to elaborate this morning?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I just wanted to share with our fans, number one, is as I try to do every time, I speak publicly, but just our overwhelming gratitude for the support we've received from our fans. Over the last five, going on 6 years now, we've really had top five, and for most of those years, top three attendance in baseball. For the second consecutive year now, we're number two in attendance in baseball, and we, as an organization, we just can't be more grateful for our fans and the support we've received that's allowed us to keep a, top 10 payroll that we increased further at the trade deadline to, reinforce the rotation and make a push for the postseason and a championship. And none of that is possible without the support we get from our fans. So for the month of September, we're going to have a formal fan appreciation month. And that's going to mean a number of different things based on whether you're a season ticket member or just somebody who purchases a ticket to come and support the Padres. But either way, we've got a lot of really special things planned for our fans and our members. For our members, we're going to provide, loaded value of $25 per seat on the account, up to six seats that can be used for food and beverage purchases over the month of September at Petco Park. I think one or more of you are season ticket members, so you guys will benefit directly from that. And we just wanted to have a real tangible representation of our gratitude for our fans, where we can buy everybody a meal and a drink while they're at the ballpark for each of the seats that they have on their account. And then we're going to have a good old-fashioned sweepstakes at each of the games in September, where we're giving out some great prizes. I know you guys are golfers, brand-new state-of-the-art Callaway drivers, Soapy Joe's annual membership, new Bravia 4K HD TV from Sony, gas gift cards. I think everybody can appreciate that these days. Turtlebox speaker, which is really cool, and a lot of other great prizes. And we'll be giving those out every game in September to fans. And then we're going to have a number of different surprise and delights and different things that are going to be happening over the course of September. So 12 home games in September. We need the support from our fans. Like never before, as we push for the postseason, and every game really matters here down the stretch. And along the way, we wanted to do a number of things to just say thank you for that support.
Now, Eric Grubner, Padres CEO, joins us. I'm perusing the press release here, and I'm looking and I see the National Series is highlighted September 7th through 9th. I noticed there's an omission of the Benin Woods first pitch on September 8th. Probably an oversight, no big deal. It also happens to fall on the same night as the Fernando Tatis Jr. City Connect bobblehead. So I just wanted to put this in your ear. If you see asses in the seats that night, it's because of the first pitch, not necessarily the bobblehead that you're giving away. Just throwing that out there, September 8th. Make sure everybody is at that game to be sure.
I love it. No, not an oversight. That's its own press release. That's how important it is.
That's such a good answer.
That's it's coming later.
That's going to be coming out at a later date.
Closer to the event.
Perfect.
Makes sense.
Keep looking for that press release.
Okay,
but that's going to be a standalone September 8th. But yes, we are so excited for that first pitch.
Oh,
we got a ton going on.
So
September
is Ben.
8th.
Oh, I'm terrified. the last one didn't go so great for me. So
can we get like fireworks
really
behind him
for this one coming up?
Yeah, we really need to do this thing up pretty big.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great. I will be down there on the field with
yes.
you guys. Obviously,
yes.
We're going to give you.
Do you want to catch my first pitch?
Oh,
I will catch your first pitch if you want me to.
Careful. We don't want to get the suit pants any dirty.
Yes,
like Ben was bouncing it last time.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's a great idea.
Johnny Brito could not come up with my first pitch last time, so be warned, I'm a little erratic on the throw. I love this fan appreciation idea. This is like when I was growing up and going to games at Jack Murphy Stadium. Come to a Padres game in September, win a TV. You know, I don't know why. I just think it's great that you've brought this back. I have not seen this in a while, and really some great prizes here, like stays at Saquon and vacations. We got the Holiday Wonderland package, $100 credit to the Diamond Room, which is new and fantastic down there that I've gotten to see. This people need to check out everything that's available coming up this September, because this is pretty fun, actually.
Yeah, no, I think it's gonna be great, and I appreciate you mentioning that. This is definitely something that in the history of the organization has been done before, and not something that we had formally done, you know, in the month of September for a number of years. We just felt like this year in particular, it was just really important to say thank you to our fans with more than just words, but really do some things that could be felt and appreciated over the month of September, which is also, as I mentioned, that month where, you know, we're going to need our fans more than ever. We've developed an amazing home field advantage because of the level of support that we get from our fans. And we're in the thick of it, as you guys know, right now. You know, I had an unfortunate loss last night, you know, missed out on scoring some runs early. But we're going to be battling, you know, every step of the way into October. And I think this is a team that, you know, is continuing to peak at the right time. If we can keep playing our best baseball into October and beyond, is a team that's capable of winning a championship. But we're going to need our fans to support us all the way down the line here at home to get every win that we can.
And just to be clear, fans don't need to do anything. If you're a season ticket holder, you'll automatically see that $25 for everybody. And then if you just buy a ticket, you have a chance to win the prizes if you show up in September.
That's exactly right. So we're going to get all of our season ticket members squared away. They'll see that loaded value go on to their account beginning at the end of August. And then any of the games in September, they can use that loaded credit. And at the same time, anybody who has a ticket to a game and shows up to the game in September, so you got to be at the game, will be eligible to potentially win many of those great prizes that we're going to be each and every game, you know, determining in a winner and giving those away.
Very cool. Eric Gropner, CEO of the San Diego Padres, big announcement this morning, as well as the new ownership. We appreciate your time as always. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right. See you on September 8th with a catcher's mitt on behind home plate.
It'd be funny if he had a big fishing net.
He should wear a mask,
a mask
too.
I mean,
that'd be very careful with me throwing. It could go anywhere. So, just a list of prizes. This is very retro, throwback, a fan appreciation month with actual just like drawings, Motorola Razor Packs, San Diego Zoo VIP experience. I've got a whole list. That
it's like a
they
raffle
said.
Every game.
Yeah, just every single game giving away a bunch of different prizes for people who are just at the Padres game throughout the month of September. So very cool. Anything to add?
No, you've added everything.
You're just already psyching up for Take on Woods?
I'm ready.
All right, we will play our game. Coming up next, you can win instant win tickets to see Luke Combs at Petco Park. Or if our contestant doesn't win, everybody else is going to get a chance, like yesterday, to claim those Luke Combs tickets, because we're giving away one way or another. But the first opportunity goes to our Take on Woods contestant. If you'd like to be that contestant, you can call now, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Play our game when we come back with more Ben and Woods, broadcasting live from the Bill House Studios. We know how on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 the fan. First, though, let me tell you about SDFatLoss.com. It's the way I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. Did that 3 years ago, and I think that's kind of one of the key things about this. I've kept that weight off for 3 years because SDFatLoss.com is a different kind of program. It's the first one where I've lost the weight and been able to keep that weight off because it was based on real foods. I had tried the other plans, including the shakes and the bars, meal replacements. Didn't work for me. I lost weight, yes. Couldn't keep it off. Switching back to food. You're not going to eat that stuff forever, but you can eat the same foods that you're eating on SDFatLoss.com because it's chicken, it's steak, it's fish, it's proteins, it's stuff that you normally eat. You're just eating in the right times and the right portions. They will help you do that with your great counselor at SDFatLoss.com. You can sign up for a free consultation, learn how the program works with no exercise and no GLP-1 injections necessary, with the potential side effects, muscle loss, the expense, the ongoing expense, none of that with SDFatLoss.com, and you can still lose up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days. And right now, still all summer long, take $200 off the cost, the one-time cost, 2 months, and that is it. You can be a brand new you in just a couple of months at SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by GL Pools, the swimming pool experts trusted by thousands of San Diegans for 20 years. Baseball season is in full swing, so is swim season. Make sure your pool is ready. Call now, mention radio for 20% off new service plans in 2026.
Well, I finally did it.
You broke him?
Mission accomplished. Kluger was in there. He goes, well, just so you know, I'm ending all communication between us. It's having fun. I go, Johnny Van Zandt is the from Lynyrd Skynyrd. That's the one that got you.
An interview. After all we've been through, that's the one. That's the straw that breaks the
camel's back. One line. You've crossed one line too many.
He's the funniest dude on the planet.
Our thanks again to Padres CEO Eric Grubner for his big news that he just dropped. Fan Appreciation Month coming to Petco Park in September. And a new ownership group. We will talk more baseball coming up at the bottom of the hour. Got our MLB reach around. We can talk more about the Padres 2-1 loss to the Mets. But right now it is time for today's game. Let's play a little Take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. We got Kyle this morning as our contestant. Hello, Kyle.
Good morning.
Good morning. You are playing for yourself, a chance to win instantly. Tickets to Luke Combs at Petco Park on June 26th. Ticket info at lukecombs.com. Everybody else is cheering against you because if you don't win, I will open it up to the rest of the Tier 1s. But you get first crack in our game of Take on Woods. 5 questions, trivia against Woodsy. You beat or tie him. The Luke Combs tickets are yours. And here are your choices. Wild card is out. So we've got our music category, which is called Polly.
Give me the over.
Give me the over.
Man of the juice.
5 songs with the word over in the title, all 2-second songs. Movies, The Final Frontier, 5 movies with the word space in the title. And TV, from Bait Boy to Bait Man, Jason Bateman, television series from childhood to adulthood. So would you like to play music, movies, or television, Kyle?
I got to go with give me the over.
Give me the over.
Give me the over. No matter the juice.
Well, the juice is the Luke Combs tickets, and you got 5 songs, all with the word over somewhere in the title. You'll have 60 seconds to identify as many as you can. Remember, you need to give me both the song title and the artist to score the point. You go first, Woods goes second, and we will compare at the end. Kyle, are you ready to play?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Pauly, put 60 seconds on the clock. Again, the category is give me the over.
Give me the over. No matter the juice.
Your time begins when Paul plays our first song. Good luck, Kyle. Let's take on Woods. Second song.
Over My Head by The Fray.
Correct. Song number 3.
Pass.
Song number 4.
Oh, God, I'm blanking. Pass.
Song number 5. Can be my holy
over. Starting Over, Chris Stapleton.
Correct. Song number 1.
I don't know.
Not going to happen. Song number 3.
back.
Song number four, run out of time.
Yep.
Two is the score. You got Over My Head by The Fray and Starting Over by Chris Stapleton.
I don't think that two is going to get it done.
You missed Head Over Heels, Tears for Fears, Overkill by Men at Work, and Over the Hills and Far Away by Led Zeppelin. I do think Woodsy is going to get this one. We will see how he does. He will play without the category. It is music, all 2 second songs. All 2 second songs.
Okay.
Kyle's score is locked in. Your time begins when Paul plays our first song. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Kyle.
Head Over Heels, Tears for Fears.
That is correct. Song number two.
Over My Head by The Fray.
Correct. Song number three.
That's Men at Work. It's Overkill?
Correct. Song number four.
Over the Hills and Far Away by Led Zeppelin.
Correct. And song number five.
That's Chris Stapleton. Head Over Taint.
The next two words are the song title, but incorrect.
What is it?
Starting Over.
Starting Over.
But you got four, and
what
you win it
category?
4-2.
I thought it was
what
head.
What was the category, Polly?
I thought it was head.
Give me the over, no matter the juice.
Last week was take the under. This week is give me the over.
But wait, head over heels.
Head over heels, over my head, overkill, over the hills and far away.
Here's
and starting over.
That'd be an interesting
there's
category.
Two heads in the first two. That's what
I was
got
like,
you thrown off.
Look at this pervert.
I didn't even notice that. No, over is the category.
Oh, my
that's
God.
Why you got so confused on Men at Work.
Yeah, I was like, I know this song, but I'm
there's
no
head,
head
in
the
title.
It.
Yeah, no, over.
Did I win?
Yeah, you did win. 4-2.
Okay.
Which means that opens up the prize to everyone else. Kyle, thank you for playing. But we got the Luke Combs tickets to give away if you want to be the fourth caller right now at 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. You can claim those Luke Combs tickets for next June 26th at Petco Park.
Why don't you tell everybody what your original incorporator word was going to be until I had to shame you out of it this morning? Do you
it
remember?
Was going to be, yes, it was going to be turncock, a valve for regulating water flow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nothing dirty about that, but you nixed that one.
Yep. I nixed it. I did. I said, come on.
Could have been turn spit. That's a person who turns a roasting spit.
That's a real word?
Yes. It's the turn spit.
Is it a noun? Like you are the
you're
turn,
the turn
spit?
Spits. Yes. You're the one who's turning that roast pig over and over again manually. You're the turn spit today.
Bill, you're the turn spit today. Like, oh. I want to be the turn swallow where I just eat what they've turned and then just
then eat it later.
Everything later after it's already off.
Don't
the,
have to do any of the work.
Off the spit.
Speaking of that, we have our Odyssey barbecue today.
We do.
But you have RSVP'd, unfortunately, your regrets.
Yeah, I'm unable to attend.
Paul and I will be there.
Good for you guys.
I'll be there.
I'm unable to attend the 11:30 barbecue.
It was actually quite
good.
It was
really good last year.
I went last year. It was outstanding. So.
I went last year. It was good. It was delicious. I'm watching my figure, and I have to go to the gym, and I have many, many, many things to do before I pick up the kids for school.
All right. Should we save you a plate?
No, I'm good.
Some leftovers, anything like that?
No, I'm good.
All right. Well.
There's a lot of beer and water in the
beer
fridge. I'm assuming it's for you
really?
Guys at the
I
barbecue.
Was really, I would be surprised if this was a
okay,
like a beer barbecue.
Yes, a full on alcohol party. In that,
I saw some beer in the fridge. That's
I believe
all I'm
it
saying.
Starts at like 11:30 on a work day.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, things go.
In the old days, like Mad Men, they had, you know.
Yeah, drinks all day.
Drinking scotch
cigarettes,
at 9 a.m.
Three martini lunches,
yeah.
And then we come back to work in the afternoon. Whatever happened to those days?
People started dying at 48. That's what happened.
I think of like radio executives back in like the 90s.
Oh, yeah. I heard some stories,
oh, yeah.
Dude. I heard that if you had a band, you were worked for a label, you would bring in cocaine into the sleeve of said record and be like, here, play that. And the guy would be like, yeah, no problem. And they would try to just get after it right on the the tables there.
It's Penn State.
It was, yeah, it's crazy how things used to be around here. HR happened. Yeah, it's a good point. You know, you can't. That's too risky behavior.
Sure.
To do these.
No, that would not fly nowadays.
Things back in the '70s and eighties, man, it was a whole different ball game. I wouldn't have made it 2 weeks in this business back then in the '70s and eighties. No question. 2 weeks, shortest career in radio history.
Imagine if, like, our local teams were trying to ply us with perks to get us to talk about the Strike Force.
That's right.
Or the San Diego Mojo volleyball team.
Open for business, I guess, right? Just brings in a volleyball, it's just full of blow. Here, talk about the Mojo.
Why is talking about volleyball so much?
Man, I got to tell you, I love the Mojo. I got to go to another Mojo games. Me and the Mojo, I take my kids out of the Mojo, me and my wife go to the Mojo. Like, bro, what is your deal? Just me in here kicking a volleyball around. I think volleyball's much more
fun. Live from Mojo Fantasy Camp. Yeah.
Here we are. I can't believe we're out here. Oh, my God. We did it. Just blasting heaters the whole time. It's terrible. Terrible. Like bribery back then.
Oh, yeah. That's right. The Mojo are gone. R.I.P. Mojo. Chris in D.C.
Yeah, fair enough.
I knew that.
Yeah. I forgot about that one.
Maybe you should have.
Yeah, that's right.
Handled business had in that some, respect, I guess.
Had some issues on that one. All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we've got our MLB reach around, Padres implications. The American League wildcard race remains just bonkers right now. So we'll talk about all of that coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
And I know it sounds like a broken Toby Keith record, but I really do love my truck. Like, I love having a truck now so much. I never really thought I would be a truck guy, and I'm now a truck guy, probably for the rest of my life. Thank you to my friends over at Sedano Ford. They're kicking off right now the back-to-school savings event. It's here. Your local and veteran-owned Sedano Ford in La Mesa. The common theme here, 349. All right, remember that number, 349 a month. You could drive off in a brand-new 2026 Ford F-150 STX for, again, $349 a month. The 2026 Bronco Sport Big Ben is also $349 a month. Or the always classic 2026 Ford Explorer Active is just $349 a month as well. That's three great Ford vehicles, one amazing payment of just $349 a month. And there's even more to take advantage of. 0.7% APR financing, plus no payments for 90 days on select new Ford models. Don't wait. These offers will not last long. So stop by your local and veteran-owned Sedano Ford in La Mesa. Don't forget to tell them that Woodsy sent you down there. You can find more details, more offers at SedanoFord.com. That's SedanoFord.com.
This hour on Ben and Woods brought to you by David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Woods, you were saying, didn't have our reset at 8 o'clock. Yeah, it went right into our Eric Gruppner.
Throws me off.
You want to pretend like we're resetting now? You
doesn't
can get into anything you want?
Feel the same.
It doesn't.
Yeah, I like to reset the show and, hey, welcome back. We're halfway home, but we're 3/4 of the way home.
Probably should reset the Padres game, at least, that we talked about in the first hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2-1 loss, remember, to
you
the
New
York Mets.
You want to revisit that whole scene?
Yeah, the yelling.
All the yelling and
the
stuff.
The acrimony between the three of us.
I've moved on. I'm good.
I moved on. I'm good. I'm fine as well. You had another game tonight. That's the beauty of it.
It was, by the way, when you looked at the series against the Mets, it was the most troublesome matchup. Nolan McClain's been really good lately. They've been playing good baseball. I just said yesterday they'd won 3 of their last 4 series. They had won, 3 in a row going into the game. So you knew that that was probably going to be a tough one. And then you get 3 runners thrown out at home plate, plus another one forced home plate early. Mets get a little lucky on some, seeing eye singles off Walker Buehler, who's otherwise dominant. And you still only lose that game by 1. It's, to me, that is not a cause for concern at all for the San Diego Padres. The only thing that's concerning is
I haven't seen really anybody like concerned about the future of the team or whatever the rest of the season. It's just I was upset about last night's loss. I felt like that's a win that should have been a win the way they played. And, you know, at this point in the season, every win matters.
Yeah, they do.
It's once again a reminder, though, that when you play better in the first half of the season, it's very easy to flush games like last night's and just go, that was weird. Baseball happens. Move on. We're still
9-1 loss. I can flush that way easier.
Yes, in some sense. But when you are so close on the borderline of a playoff spot, can't really flush anything. They're all They all could be the loss that keeps the Padres out of the playoffs. Yeah, at the end of the season.
You have to flush it. Like you have to.
Of course you do.
You got to move on.
But from a fan perspective, it's tough to flush when you know. God, I just hope that's not the one that we look back at the end of the year. I said it when the Arizona Diamondbacks last time they played Arizona. That one, they were up 5-0 in Mexico.
Oh,
That was so easy to flush though, because the Padres were playing so well.
Yep.
And they were cruising, and we all thought. All right, that happens. It's baseball. It's Mexico City. It's at altitude. They had a big lead. They blew it. Whatever. How much would you like to have that game back right now?
Sure.
Knowing that, hey, they're tied in the season series. They're one game ahead of the Diamondbacks for the last playoff spot. You change that game, and it like changes the last month and a half of the season going forward. You got a two-game lead in the series. You got a three-game lead in the wild card standings, totally different.
Yeah,
you don't know it at the time. That was easy to flush back then, but now you feel like, man, I wish we could have that one back.
I'm looking back, and I got a 5-game win streak. I got a 3-game winning streak. I've got a 6-game winning streak. I'm good right now. That to me says, you know, you're playing good baseball. A couple of L's, literally just a few L's sprinkled in there since the second half of the season started. So I'm pretty happy with the way this team is playing right now. I do think. You know, we're going to need the big guys to continue to contribute, and so far so good. I mean, you know, the swings look good, like the approaches look good. They're hitting the ball hard in some cases, and you know, listen, let the chips fall where they may. You got to go out and beat tonight Zach Thornton, who is a guy that you should beat. You should beat him.
I will also point out that the first game of series have been somewhat problematic, even in the second half of the season. They obviously lost against Kansas City to open the second half, lost the first game in Atlanta, lost the first game against the Giants and then won the next three, lost the first game in Arizona and split the four, lost the first game against Houston, then came back and won the series. Yep. So this has been kind of a bit of a recurring theme for the Padres. They have bounced back after a lot of those first game of the series losses. Now they've put themselves in position where they have to do it again against the Mets here in two games in less than 24 hours when they, you know, will be getting ready almost to wrap up our show tomorrow at this time. So they got two games quickly that they can win and still finish with a winning road trip, and everyone's happy. But they got to win them now.
Yeah, Tatis says soft tossing lefty rookie Padres kryptonite. Yeah, I would have said that a while ago. They're handling guys like this right now. They handled McClain last night. I thought they hit him pretty well. But you know, you let him settle in. You didn't put your foot on the throat. It's okay. You're gonna go out. Got to find a way to win today. Find a way to win tomorrow with Michael King on the bump, and come home. You know, feeling pretty good about that road trip if you can win these two series.
All right,
turn your mic on.
All right, as for the rest of baseball, let's get to our MLB reach around.
Are we not doing the reset? I thought we were.
We just did.
Oh, we did.
And that was a
Padres. That was on a reset.
You said you didn't want to.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't want
no,
to.
No, it's just
can
a move on. No, no, it's fine. We'll get
we
to
do the
reach
MLB reach around next hour.
No, we can do it right now. Go ahead. Right. You're in the zone. Stay in
do
the
show, bitch.
Reach around. Reach around. Am I crazy? Didn't I say? You want to just do the reset now? And you said no.
No, I said, yeah, well, we'll think about it. We'll talk about it. Right. We'll talk it out.
I thought that was a clear.
And then you said.
So then I said we should maybe reset
the game. Let's reset the Padres game. That's what you said.
Which was fine. And then I moved on to the reach around.
All right. It's just a group dog threw us all out of whack.
A little bit.
It's all out of whack. From now on, no 8 o'clock interviews. Deal? Would you have the stones to tell the Padres?
It never works out.
Padres, 8 doesn't work for us. We're going to need them at 8:30.
Sometimes 8 is just when people can join us.
Baseball operations tends to like the later 8:30 or 9 o'clock hour.
Right.
And the brass, like
the executive
Eric Grubner,
committee,
the executives,
yes.
They're usually, I don't know if they have meetings at 8:30 or whatever, but like they're usually 7:30 or 8 o'clock. So.
Sorry about it.
You're on Ben and Woods time now.
Yeah, this is Ben and Woods time.
All right, I'll make sure forward next email to you, and you can schedule the timing.
All right, we'll start in the wild card race.
We're still doing the reach around?
Well, you just played the intro.
I guess we'll do the reach around.
I mean, you played it, so I figured I'd get started. Just tell me what to do. Can you just tell me what I'm supposed to be doing right now?
Get to your reach around. What is Adam babbling about in the chat? He says, so it's possible to think about something and then change your mind? What does that mean?
Yeah, he was trying to get you to change your mind about Johnny Van Zant.
Dude, I said no.
I know, and he was trying to get you to change your mind, get you to
but
think about it,
but I never actually said no about the reach around. He needs to be out of our chat. Don't you have something better to do? Isn't Three Dog Night coming to town at some point? You're trying to line up some tickets to give away. One is the loneliest of. What, you really don't want to interview the next replacement singer of Three Dog Night on your morning show? Why? Go ahead.
Philadelphia Phillies. So this was an interesting situation. I know you saw it because you brought it up earlier.
This killed us.
So they were up 4-1 on the Marlins. I think it was the bottom of the seventh inning. Marlins had the bases loaded and two outs. Sanoja at the plate.
Yep.
Lines one down the line and right. Clearly a fair ball.
Like so clearly.
Going to clear the bases. Otto Lopez is off and running from first base with two outs. But the umpire foul. Marlins, of course, lose their mind. They go, it's fair, but you can challenge a ball beyond first base. So they do. They replay it, and they go, oh, yeah, that was totally fair. We blew it. And they say, yep, two runs score. And the Marlins go, no. That was a bases clearing double into the corner. There's no way we weren't going to score from first base. And they go, we can't do that. Can only give you the two bases. They send Otto Lopez back to third. Next batter strikes out. So instead of tying the game at four, they were down 4-3, and they ended up losing by 1-6-5. Phillies get the win and move a game ahead of the Padres in the wild card standings.
So the review, that was a crew chief review?
No, you can challenge.
I thought you couldn't challenge
beyond first base.
Okay, it's got to be beyond.
It's got to be beyond. Before first base, you cannot challenge it. Beyond first base, you can. They rarely mess up that call.
They rarely miss it. Yeah, they're really good.
It's not a call that the first base umpire messes up very often.
So that would have tied the game. It did not. Left them a run short.
Now,
we don't know how it played out.
Played out.
Man, that's tough.
It did help Christopher Sanchez, who ended up holding on for his 16th win of the season. Gave up one earned run in six innings. 16-4 now for Sanchez. Padres did get help from the Red Sox, who clobbered the Diamondbacks 11-1 after they dealt with the Ketel Marte no-show drama. Every Boston starter drove in at least one run.
Amazing.
In the lineup in that game. Dodgers finally get a win, 11-5 over the Colorado Rockies. Shohei Ohtani homered twice. He's got 29 in support of Blake Snell, who notched his first win with six innings of two-hit ball, allowing just one run.
Still fresh off that vacay.
The Chicago Cubs, this was interesting. So they were taking on the White Sox, a Windy City rivalry.
PCA, man.
PCA on the first pitch of the game, or the bottom of the first pitch his team saw. Last pitch his team saw, homered. Walk-off home run in the 10th. First time since 1957, I believe, that a player has homered on the first and last pitch of a game to walk it off.
No, that was the first one that happened. The last one was in 2010.
Oh, there was another one.
There's a handful.
First and last pitch of the game?
Yeah, first and last pitch, lead-off home run and a walk-off home run in the same game. Chris Young did it on August 7th, 2010. Ian Kinsler did it in 2009.
Ian Kinsler.
Reed Johnson in 2003. Darren Erstad in 2000.
I didn't realize it was that common.
And then Vic Power was the first one to do it, according to MLB.com, in 1957.
Vic Power is a good name.
That's a still great name.
Still pretty cool, and 30 home runs now for PCA, so he stays one ahead of Shohei Ohtani.
Did you see the brawl in the stands last night?
Oh,
White Sox
God,
and Cubs
yeah.
fans?
Holy
crap. And PCA kind of commented on it. He said, that's wrong, but it's also, they're very competitive out
there.
He said,
they're also competing? Man.
And we'll get to the rest of the reach around sometime in our last hour, maybe. We'll see how it goes. All right, we've got to get to the final hour. We got a Roundel report still ahead as well. More Ben and Woods coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.